Epcot International Food and Wine Festival is immense, the largest, certainly in the Southeast United States. And this year, it's the longest one they've ever had. It's actually going an extra day, and it runs through November 12th. People fly in for this from around the world. They love the International Food and Wine Festival. There are just all sorts of things going on. There are wine seminars. There are culinary demonstrations. There are cookbook signings. And Around the World Showcase, you know, that's the sidewalk that goes all around in front of the world pavilions. They put out kiosks, not only for those country pavilions. So in front of France, you'll find a France kiosk. But then there are also countries represented that aren't part of the usual world showcase. New Zealand, Korea, that serve foods representative of those countries. And so this year, not sure there are any new countries, but we have some new kiosks that are joining them. One is vegan. We're going to have a vegan kiosk for the first time. Also, Florida is getting a kiosk. I'm pretty sure that we had one years ago, but Florida is getting their own again. It's called Fresh from Florida. And they're serving ceviche. I tasted the ceviche also.
And how was that?
I liked it.
What else is new for 2012?
Well, there's a chocolate experience
that's sponsored
by Ghirardelli. They're doing a display called From the Bean to the Bar. Haven't seen that yet, but I'm looking forward to going to that. Returning this year is the Cranberry Bog Experience. And they set up this huge, it looks like a wading pool. In fact, it is a wading pool because there are people wading around in it. Guests are not allowed to.
I was just going to ask.
There are special invitations, and actually I have been invited to get into the bog, and they're even going to provide waders. So I might do it. I might try it. But it's to show people how cranberries are harvested. There are educational experiences if you're looking for them. Some people just go and they want the food and wine experiences from the kiosks, and that's fine. And by the way, you do pay extra for those. And this is something we should discuss. This is not an inexpensive day at the park. You have to pay to get into Epcot, and it's $89 for adults, and that means anyone over 10 years old, plus tax. Parking, I think, is around $14 now. And then pretty much everything inside, except maybe some of the displays, like they don't charge you to look at the cranberry bog. You can walk up and look at it. Maybe even they'll hand you a cranberry. Free stuff. Party for the senses. This is one of the popular things. Probably one of the more expensive propositions for the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. And they have visiting chefs as well as Disney chefs. You walk up to the stations and you sample the dish. Cirque du Soleil comes in and performs. And it's just a real splashy kind of thing. It costs $145 for general admission to Party for the Senses. That's on top of your admission to the park.
Is it still worth spending the money to get into the park and find other things?
Oh, sure, because you've still got the experience of walking about and seeing the displays, doing the kiosks. I think the foods there are maybe a few dollars to, they probably don't have anything over $7 or $8.
What are your favorite events?
I like just walking around and experiencing the kiosks and seeing what's being served.
I guess there are a lot of things to sample. One more thing though, Scott. If you do the cranberry bog thing with the waiters, pictures or it didn't happen?
Oh, video.
Video.
I'll have video.
Even better. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.